From Yeshiva or Yerushalayim, you are listening to Rabbi Buckler.
Introduction. Oh, you did the intro already?
Okay. All right. What do we do on? Who remembers what we did on Thursday?
We said Peshat and why Rashi. That Rashi learns that the whole point of Kamal Chomer in conjunction with the whole reason why our father brought up Kamal Chomer was in order to strengthen and to teach us that Kamal Chomer in conjunction with the Pasuk is teaching us that the guy.
Okay, I'm past that. I just want to know the basic yisoid we said in Rashi. The Tosfos had kashas in Rashi, and basically Tosfos was saying that, you know, if you introduce this kal v'chomer the way Rashi has it set up is actually against a pasuk. The pasuk says that. So how do you learn from the pasuk to mechala? Bishlo edim zaymimin. The Torah was mechala to us. You don't make this kal v'chomer. That's exactly what the Torah said. What does that have to do with the chilul? So we said yisoid in Rashi. Rashi is learning that the kal v'chomer of the that is learned from the pasuk actually teaches us that haba lisokel is worse than hasoikel. Haba lisokel is worse than hasoikel, and therefore by mechalal we can argue the same thing. How you can't learn haba lechalal al yedei edus from the mechalal, because the ba lechalal might actually be worse than the actual mechalal himself.
The punishment, right?
The aver of it, the ra of it. In other words, in Edom Zemim, that's what we said. We mentioned the Ramban. Ramban says that one is when you're actually mechalal. Ramban says himself that you assume for care that they told the truth.
Well, why is the aver worse? It doesn't really make sense.
Well, a few kashas, Shul, it's going to heat up. Okay, so that is essentially Rashi Shita in the Sugya. Now let's be mamshu, we'll get into Rabbeinu Tam. L'kach piyesh Rabbeinu Tam, dochi kam. L'mas soikel enu nisko. Perush. Odom shesoikel chaveru ba'avonim. Umeis. Dinidoin desayif v'lei beskilo. Haboli soke v'lei niskal. Edom shmi'idin ish pleini shmechuyev skila v'lei niskal al yadom. So Rabbeinu Tam has an extremely interesting shot in the Gemara. Now, number one of the things he asked was, why does it say Habal Liskal? If the Kavana is to the Mishnah later, it should say Habal Laharig, because he's referring to the Mishnah later, Hargo in Nerogin. So Rabbeinu Tam instead is saying this whole Kal V'chomer that is introduced by the Gemara has nothing to do with Edom Zemimin per se. It's saying, if somebody kills somebody through stoning, the einish he gets is sayif. In spite of the fact that he intended on killing with skila, his einish is with sayif. So therefore we make a kal v'chomer habol lisokel v'lei nisko, meaning edim that are made on somebody that is chayif skila, ain't no din that they shouldn't get skila. V'hash l'lei batalto l'gamri. You weren't mavat l'edim zemin completely. Diko l'kume kro. Devasisim kasher zaman kishen meidin shemchuyv shar misas based in shenu beskila v'lohachi le'abdin and haikal v'chomer. This would have to be, he says shar misas based, and I guess he technically means sayif. He can't mean the others because the einish for ritzach is going to be sayif, but he means the kal v'chomer will work in a case in Edom Zemin. It will work in a case of sayif. When the person tried to kill somebody with sayif, and he's nidain b'sayif, that will be exactly kasher zamam. So you weren't mavata. You didn't say the whole Edom Zemin is wrong. Just said in a lot of cases where the kal v'chomer doesn't prove correct. Now we get a gear to change over here a little bit, which I think helps. It makes it a little easier to read. It says, v'chinami kamrinan le'el, that's the box change, d'le'avdinan kal v'chomer b'chiyai gavno. So Rabbeinu Tam has Rabbeinu Tam is disagreeing. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we do not learn that the Kal V'chomer is Megala, that Habal Yisokel is worse than Hasoikel. In fact, a bodhisattva pashas is not as bad as a psycho. Therefore, logic would have said it was a good kal v'chomer and would be mevatel all parsha v'inim zeimenis, the mer's kasha. So therefore, Rabbeinu Tam said the whole case of the Gemara is a different case entirely. Namely, the case is where he tried to kill somebody with skila, and he is nidoin b'sayiv. Therefore, habo lisakel, someone who is made on somebody that is chayiv skila, certainly he should not get skila. What should he get? Can't get skila. What should he get?
Sayiv.
You say what? Why sayiv?
That's what you get.
Well, he said, but here he's being made on somebody that he's chayiv skila. I don't know what he did. Einim zeimen man, whatever he did. In einim zeimen. Avodah zarah, I mean. Certain avodah zarah is chayiv skila. Made on somebody that he's chayiv skila. So the Gemara says, Eino din shaleis galena. He shouldn't get skila. But what should he get? So the Ramban gets into this question. Ban says, grab somebody's kite. Who is it, Jason? Use it, Jason. Use it. Okay. Umas Seikel Neskel, Pirish Rashi Zal. Take a look. So the first thing is, he says more or less like our whole sugya, Edom Zemin, Shehargo, Hine Rogin, Habol, Lisko, Vele Soko, Le Koshichain, Vele Dia. So the way Rashi learns, he doesn't like very much. So what does he do? So he proceeds to say, "Al derech Rabbeinu Tam, Elohachi Perusha, Hasoikel es chaveru veHargoi, Eino Niskol, Lafishu Rotzeach, V'dinoi B'sayif, Hu Mikilin in Lavi Maisha Oso, Habo Liskol V'Lei Sokal, Tainoidim Zemimin, Eino Din Shloi Lisokel, Kleimer Shloi Yasu by Klum, Kimaishu Oso, V'Lei Klum." Just like Habol Isokel, Vilei Isokal, Eino Din, just like Hasoikel, someone who's Mechayev his friend, the Hargoy, someone who killed his friend with Skila, doesn't get Skila, he gets Saif. So Habol Isokel, Eidim Zemimin, who are Mechayev somebody, Eidim Zem, with Skila, if later they're proven to be Edom Zemimin, they certainly should not get Skila. Says the Ramban, what will they get? They will get nothing. Inami Einoi Din Shlo Yisokel El Yahareg B'Sayif Vim Kein In Magdimin Lo Yisamisa Kach Pireish Harav Av Beis Din. So he says over a second shot, B'Shem the Rav Av Beis Din, namely, that the person who's bought in Achinami, you won't give him skila, but you will give him sayif. Interesting machlekes rishona. Two days, Ramban. Maybe it's machlekes rishonim. One of the days is the raiva, the other day he doesn't tell us who it is, but he has two days. Do we say that hasoikel, just we make the kalvachem hasoikel, eno niskel, abol isokel, edem zemen that a mechayev somebody skila, Eino din that what? That they shouldn't get skila. But what should they get? First day says they get nothing. Second day is, no, they may not get skila, but it's appropriate that they should get sayif. What's the issue? What's the issue, Ari? Thought about it a little? What's the issue? Somebody gets nothing. One said, no, well, they'll get something, but it won't be a skill, it'll be scythe. What's the whole issue here?
The Kavachamah works with both sides?
Kavachamah work. All the Kavachamah told me is, as a ball, he's sokel, ain't no niska. Adam, Zayman, Mechayim, somebody skila. The Kavachamah ought to tell me that what? They don't get skila. What do they get? So one day it says, they'll get nothing. The other day it says, no, they'll get something, but it won't be skill. It'll be sayif. Well, what's the whole issue? What's going on? What's this about? So you read something like this, guys, you got to think about that. Easy to translate, easy to read. What's the love of it? You got to, you know, spend a few minutes and ponder it. You have something to say, Zach? You want to say something? Huh?
This is all going in what scenario? Before or after?
This is after. This is going. This is following the logic of the Kal V'chaimer. It says if you kill somebody, if you just kill somebody by stoning him, the Torah says you don't get stoned, you get saif. So then, therefore, if you attempt to kill somebody by through stoning, so certainly you shouldn't be stoned. What should you get? One side says you should get nothing. One side says is no, you'll get saif. Yeah.
The one that says you get nothing, that's saying there's no kasher zaman, because then the other one is that there still is kasher zaman.
Right. Okay. That's good. So as the first side is clearly saying that due to the fact that you won't get skila, there's no room anymore for kasher zaman at all.
Therefore, you don't get anything.
The other side is saying that there is some kind of kasher zaman going on over here. It isn't a kasher zaman of skila. It's a kasher zaman of saif.
What is that?
What?
How is that no kasher zaman if he's saying abalas gol?
Abalas gol. They were made on somebody's chayiv skila, and they turn out to be enim zaymimim. The Kal V'chaimer tells me they will not get skila. So I'm asking you, what does happen to these enim? One side says is they get nothing. Maybe they get malchus, leisanet. The Ramban doesn't talk about that. But misa is not going to be. The other side says, no, we don't give them skila. We'll give them saif. I want to understand what the issue is.
Is death in general good enough kasher zaman, or would it be a specific death?
Okay.
A watered down.
So you're saying is if not the specific death, you're not going to get anything at all. But saif is also good. What's that all about?
Oh, meaning that, do you look at it to say that you tried to kill this man, or do you look at it to say you tried to kill this man through stoning you? If you say you should try to kill this man,
obviously the whole Kal V'chaimer is emphasizing the means that was used. As the whole thing begins, he tried to kill somebody through stoning. You don't get stoned, you get saif. So Kol Shechein, if you just try to kill somebody with stoning, you shouldn't be stoned in return. But it's all about kasher zaman, isn't it? And it's the Kal V'chaimer is megala something about, so you won't get stoned. But somehow I'll get something else, something that is where do the Eidim Zayim get Sayif from? If not, we didn't Kasher Zaman. There's no other makar for them to be getting Sayif unless we go with Kasher Zaman. What do they do wrong? They just gave Eidim Sheker. Eidim Sheker is a lav. Why should they be killed? Teretz is Kasher Zaman. One side is saying if you can't stone them, they get nothing. The other side says you can't stone them, give them Sayif. What does it mean?
But someone who has
there's a lamdan over here. I've given you guys to think back to some old shiurim, some of you studied this. You got to start learning how to think through an issue like this.
Is it considered like attempted murder or not attempted murder?
Well, they were certainly attempted. It's kashism. It's always like that. Now, you may remember, we had a shiur some time ago. We brought a Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs. One of the Ramban saying Sefer Mitzvahs. We only had one this year, so you don't remember. What was the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs? What did he say? Jason, remember that Ramban?
No, not
Uri. Right. What does the Ramban say?
Can't do one of the Dalmish basin, and should do another one.
You can do another one. Okay. What does that mean, Uri?
So maybe it's that, maybe use it to this case that since you don't give him.
Before you use it in this case, just tell me what that means. Now we're going to think a little bit about what the Ramban is saying. He's saying, really, all four mises go into v'yarta haro mikirbecha. But what does that mean, really? What is that saying? Is it saying that really all four mises are really a proper means of being mevayar haro mikirbecha? And the fact that we give one more than the other, whether it's skila or strafe or herig, chenik, the fact that we give one more than the other is just that there is kilui, a primary form of carrying out luviyarta romikirbecha. If you can't carry that out, you have other means at your disposal, which are also ways of carrying out luviyarta romikirbecha. There's a primary form, we'll call a secondary form.
That's certainly one way to learn. So even though the Torah specifies for the various einshim a specific chiyuv misa, what the Torah is saying is this is the lechachila form, the primary form of how it should be carried out. But it's not exclusive. If you used one of the secondary forms, that's also fine. That's one way to learn. But there's another way to explain it. What it's saying is like this. A person who is chayiv, say skila or sreifa, if you give one of the other forms of mises based in, it is a sufficient replacement for the form of misa that the Torah prescribed. The Torah prescribed a form of misa. Bimkom, the form of misa that is prescribed, if you give a different form of misa, the Torah says that you can replace the form of misa prescribed with another one, and you're still mikayim the din uviyarta hara mikirbecho. Do you see the two tzadim? I'll explain the nafkamin in just a moment. One side is saying it's only a primary form. The secondary forms are there too. The other one says, really, the primary form is the means the Torah specified to carry out the din misa on the person. However, the Torah is saying, if you replace that form the Torah prescribed with another form, that's still a kiyum in uviyarta hara mikirbecho. Understand that, Yeshua? I see you have your hand up. Yes?
Isn't one of the functions of Misa to act as a kapara on the person that you're killing?
Yes.
And therefore, you prescribe Misa, if it's strict or less strict, it obviously has a measurement of...
Well, that's why it's primary. That's why there is a primary form.
So let's say you give him a lesser Misa, then he's not going to get the full kapara, and therefore one of the functions of his Misa is missing.
Correct.
So then how would you justify to give him a lesser Misa?
Because the Torah still says, you have to dispose of him. He should be disposed of. So you want to do it the way the Torah, but if you can't do it, the Torah says get rid of him anyway.
Should you try to go through more stringent Misa first?
No, you would try, you can't give more than he did, you always give him less.
Why? Then you wouldn't get a kapara. I feel like he'd rather get a strong Misa than with less Gehenna than you would.
No, it doesn't work. You don't give somebody, you're saying what he would want. He didn't want, I don't know, but we don't give somebody more than what they did, more than the Torah prescribed. So let me show you the nafkamin. Yeah, what is it?
The second way to learn.
I'm going
to
show you the nafkamin in a moment.
How does that even fit into pshat and Rambam?
That's what he's saying. He's saying is if you replace the way the Torah prescribed, that is also called a kiyum in v'yatara mikirbecha. Replacing the one the Torah. Is it a secondary form or a replacement? The nafkamin is like this, guys. You see, if it's a secondary form, so if the Torah, for some reason, prescribed a certain case, a primary form, let's say for some reason he's potter from the primary form, so the secondary form will step in. But if it is a replacement, it assumes the person is mechuyev in the basic chiyuv misa that we're talking about. If you have that chiyuv misa, the Torah says you can't give that one, replace it with this one. That, I think, is what these two opinions expressed in the Ramban are getting into. One side says, the Ramban is saying, one side is saying the following. Ha-soikel enu niskal el nidin b'sayif. Ha-bol isokel, edom that are mechayif somebody skilo, enu din that they shouldn't be niskal. Good, I can't give skilo. One side says you get nothing, one side says you get sayif. What does it mean? It means the following. One side is saying that if based on the Kal V'chomer, I know that he's potter from skila, okay, so I don't give him skila. But the secondary forms of v'yartara mikirbecha are all there. So even if you didn't give skila, you can still give sreifa, herig, or chedek. Why not? Why not sayif? You can give any one of them. But if you say that the Torah prescribed the din of uviyartero, what the Ramban means is that this is a replacement. If the Kal V'chomer teaches me that the primary form of skila is your potter from, there's no room for replacement. You only replace something you're mechuyev in. If there's really no chiyev skila, so how could there be a chiyev? One of the other dalad mises based in instead. Therefore, the first opinion is saying if you can't give skila, you will get nothing.
the din of giving the other Mises Basin assumed you were chayiv in the primary form of Mises Basin. The other forms of Mises Basin are only to replace the primary form. If the primary form is potter, there's no room for replacement. The second opinion, the opinion of the Rava of Basin, is no, that's not what it means. Even if you're potter from the primary form, the others are not to replace the primary form. They're secondary to the primary form. Even though the Kal Vachomer yields a tour of Skila, it will not yield a tour from the other forms of Mises based in. And you can give Sayef also.
Because
they're secondary, not replacements.
Okay, so according to the one where they're just replacements, when would you be able to use another one?
Huh?
Yeah.
According to, yeah.
Always. If they're Mechuyev, you can't do it.
Like,
I can't do it. They're Mechuyev, he's Mechuyev Sayef. And I can't do Sayef for some reason. I don't have the sword, I don't have the equipment.
Not if the Torah says you can't.
Not because they're potter Jew. The Torah, that's what they're all about. I can't, for some reason, carry out one of them. Person's chayev skill. You can't do skill. You don't have the equipment. You don't have the read. You don't have the means, the resources, whatever. You can't do skill. Torah says you do it another way. But Betzim, the chayev skill is here. Here, the Kal Vachomer is teaching me he's potter from skill. He's potter from skill, so he's potter from everything. You can't replace something that it's replacing an initial chayev. That's the first opinion in the Ramban. The second opinion of the Ravav Basin is saying, no, the other forms of Mises Basin are just secondary. So even if there is no primary form, so why not give a secondary form too? Yes, Jason?
When we say the Sokal and Oniskal, we're saying Oniskal, but he gets Zayev? Because then how would the Kal Vachomer make sense? You're saying Oniskal, he's not Chayev, he's Chayev Zayev, and then Habaliskal is also Chayev Zayev?
Yeah.
How's that
Kal Vachomer? Why not? Hasoikel. Zeno Chayev Skil El Asayev. Haboli Sokel shouldn't be Chayev Skil El Asayev.
Oh, okay.
But you're right. It's saying Sayev thinks Sayev is a lavdaf. It could be straight for Herod too. The way I'm saying it, that's what should come out.
Okay.
And the Sayev would be the next one. If you don't get to getting the next one, but in a chinami. Rashi before, when Bar Poda introduced his Kal Vachomer, Bar Poda said, "Umam lechalel, enu mischalel. Habol lechalel v'leichilel, enu din shle ischalel." Zok Rashi, what means a mechalel enu mischalel? Zok Rashi, "Koyin hanoyseyes agrusha, shemechalel azari." Ain hu atzmo mischala mina kahuna. So Rashi says the case of mechala means a kohen who marries a grusha. He is called a mechala. Why? His mechala is zari. Even though a kohen marries a grusha and therefore his children are nischala, his children will not be kohanim. Nonetheless, he himself is not nischala from the kohen. He's still a kosher kohen. Menu Chananel, in explaining the Gemara, says it a little differently. Bar Podo Amar Kal Vachomer Machal Inu Mischal Perish Kohen Gadol Shebo Al Almana refers to a Kohen Gadol who was Bo Al Almana Vechilo. Who Eino Mischalel Ha'eid sheba lechalo ve'eid alav shu ben grusha v'niskaven lechalo loy v'lechila loy in adin shalei yischalel. So Bar Poda says the case of a mechalel is not a kayen habal a grusha, but in fact it is a case of an almana ba'al kayen gadol ba'al almana. Right, a kayen gadol has a little bit stricter rules than a kayen has. A kayen cannot marry who? Huh? Zaina, v'chalalo, grusha, lo yikach, right? It has a list. Zaina, chalala, grusha. The Kohen Gadol has an expanded list. What's in his list? Amana also. In fact, it says he has a mitzvah to say, v'hi b'psuleh yikach, he has to take a besula. So the Kohen Gadol has extra chumras. One of them is Amana l'Kohen Gadol. So what is the Gemara referring to? Mechalin and Mischal. Rashi says, ha'kain and noyis es a grusha. Rabbeinu Hananel says it's almana, kayin gadol abal almana. So what's going on? Why did Rabbeinu Hananel not say like Rashi? Rashi l'char is a more poshut pshat. Almana, the kayin gadol almana is a strange case. That's what the Gemara is referring to? Maybe, yeah, but why would Rabbeinu Hananel do that? So the truth of the matter is, yeah.
Rabbeinu Hananel, he's actually
machaling
the girl, right?
He's being machal the girl, yeah.
According to Rashi, does it only machals the Zara, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's an important difference over here.
What
does Rabbeinu Hananel say? Learns the case is kayin gadol bol almana. Rashi learns a kayin isis a grusha. What's the issue? So, Chevra, the truth of the matter is, this is a very basic machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam, in Hilchos Isurei Bia, Perek Yud Zayin, Kol Kayin Shenasa Achas Ma'asholish Noshim Elu, Bein Godol, Bein Hedyoy, the Sholish Noshim Alolu are the Zayna Chalolu Grusha, Uvol Leike. If he marries one of these women and he's boiler, he gets malchus. Vim bole derech znus, ein oloike mishum zayna oigrusha ochelola, shenemar loikach watch yikach viyivol. You hear this, Chevra? Ram's not saying it's mutter, but he's saying a kayin who has bia derech znus, he doesn't marry her, he has bia derech znus with a zayna, grusha, or chalola, does not get malchus. Because the Torah says, lo yikru, lo yikach. You have to take them. Without the lakicha, there is no iser. So therefore, derech znus is nothing. He continues in Halacha Gimel, v'al kayin gadol, shebol almana, lo yikachas, afal pishale kidesh, shenemar lo yichalel, kevin shebolo, chilalo, upostle le kahuna. Aval zayna v'chalolu grusha rehen muh mechulolis v'ayim da yizkayin and bilosoi. The zayna, chalol, and grusha are already mechulolis. Well, what does that mean, mechulolis? What does that mean? They're mechul to al kanim. In other words, the way we explain it, one of the first shirim we said, the loshen by women obviously is going to mean that they're nischal, they're not roy. They're not roy for kahuna. You may remember, those of you who don't remember, when we spoke about the Rashi, whether the Edom have to be Dafka Kehanim or Ben Yisraelim. We spoke about what does Chilul mean, the first shear of the Zman. So, Rashi here is saying that a Kohen Gadol Abba Almana is like Achas Avmish Lekidish Nimalei Yechalel. He is Mechalel her. Until today, the Almana was Roy to marry a Kohen. The only person she can't marry is a Kohen Gadol. The others are already mechulolos, therefore the bia doesn't do anything, therefore they were not over the yisuv leyichalel. As the Rambam is telling us that there are two laven that are meduber in these cases. There's the yisuv lo yikach and the yisuv leyichalel. Lo yikach requires kiddushin. If you visha zeino v'chalelo ugrusha lo yikachu, it requires the bia comes with a lakicha. You marry them and are boil them. Derech znus, that's not the lav. Therefore, the Rambam holds there's no malchus. I, the pasuk leichalel, the Rambam says there's also no malchus because you're not mechalel the zayna chalala or grusha. They're already mechulaloi. Zuck the ravid. Ein haseichel moide bazeh. This is against logic. Shere lomdu kain hedyot mi kain gadol lechilul hazera. Kamei shikas bigzera shava zayna zayna. Hilkach ki adori ninu bisurayu. Says Kain Hedyot is learned up from Kain Gadol. Both Kain Hedyot and Kain Gadol are mechalel their zera. V'tos ubiyadoi v'hiteu mashra bigmara Kain Gadol be'almana leikishtaim echad mishum leyikach v'echad mishum leyichalel v'usavar dafka Kain Gadol v'lehi el mishum delei misni lei b'chayin Hedyot chilul di'isha v'shalei gomer b'yosa kamari deleika chilul zera. In other words, Rambam Ravid says a chiddush. The Chilul Zera assumes that the Bia was one that could have impregnated the wife. But in a case that it would have been one that could have impregnated the wife and generated children that are Mechulolim, so that would include an Iser of Lo Yechala. So the Raven holds that a Kayin who is Bo Al Hegrusha does get Malchus for Lo Yechala.
I is not mechalal her, fine. But he's mechalal his children. So you see here an interesting machloikis between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam understands that the pasuk leichalal means don't be mechalal. Don't take somebody that is roi lekahuna and make them ois roi lekahuna. That, says the Rambam, is only true by Kohen Gadol Elmana. All the others are mechulolos already. The Ravid must be saying that the din of Le'echalel is not to be Mechalel, but to cause Chilul. To cause Chilul. Here, the Kohen, by marrying Grusha, will cause his offspring to be Mechulolim. It's not a direct cause. It doesn't directly happen. But it means, since he was Baal HaGrusha, it means that if there is any children that are born, they will be Mechulolim due to this Bia. It appears to me, Rabbi Isai, that the machlokes over here between Rashi and the Ravid is in fact, I'm sorry, the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid is in fact our machlokes and our sugya between whom? Between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rashi is learning like the Ravid. HaMechalel, why is he called a Mechalel? Rashi says like the Ravid, someone who is Bo Al HaGrusha is also Mechalel. Who is he Mechalel? Rashi says himself, SheMechalel Es Zaroi. Rabbeinu Chananel did not see in a Kohen Enoyse Es HaGrusha any Chilul. She's already Mechulolos. Why is he called a Mechalel? Therefore, he says it must be talking about Almona L'Kohen Gadol, which is like the Rambam. That is the case of Mechalel. So the Mechalekes, Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, is in fact a machloikis, Rambam, and Ravid.
Why is she already a Mechalel?
What?
She's a Grusha.
She's already, because she's not Roy LeKahuna, I told you. Remember we had a Shear, gentlemen. Let's see if we remember that Shear. Who remembers that? Day one. And we had a machloikis, we shown him whether the Adim are Kehanim or not. Who remembers that Shear? Anybody? Any recollection of the first day Shear, when we were all exhausted and falling asleep? Machlekes, Rashi said, the Edom are Kohanim. Im huzmu v'hein Kohanim. They're not Kohanim, there's no havamina that they could be Mechulolim. According to the Ritva, it's not true. Even if they are what? They are just Yisraelim. There is a havamina in the Gemara that they could be what? That they could become Mechulolim. So how did we explain that Machlekes between Rashi and the Ritva? Who remembers?
The Ritva is saying that he makes a wife call with Bia once.
Well, everybody's mighty that if you ball on the wife, like an Amon Lechain Godol, she is a chlola, right? Even a kayin who is Bo Ala Grusha will turn her into a chlola. She'll go from being a Grusha to a chlola. But therefore what? What did that teach me? What did I see from that? Who remembers the Shir? Good time to chazik, ever. I think we're going to have a couple, maybe next week we'll have a couple of days of Hazara Mitzvah, and go back over everything. Would you like that song?
Yes.
Like to remember what you learned?
There's like a downgrade of...
So what did we say, right? Ritva held what?
Like a downgrade of status, also Israel.
Like a pagam, a downgrading in status. You downgraded them in some way, and according to Rashi, how did he explain it? It is a chilul, it is a removal of Kedusha. A woman is royal Kedusha's kuna. She can marry a kayeng. When she is nischalal, she is no longer roy lekedushas kohuna.
When was
Almana
roy? The regular
kohen? She married a regular kohen, sure. So the chilul is losing that ruyes, that suitability to kohuna. Mashenken, the other way to say is no. Chilul doesn't mean the loss of the kedusha; it just means pagam, blemish, downgrading, if you will. So we'd wanted to say in that shir that in fact was the machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi says the opening Mishnah is Dafka talking about where the Edom are Kohanim. Why? Because the Havamin it is they should become Chalolim. The only person that can be a Chalol is a Kayain. A Yisrael cannot be Nischalol because he has no Kedushas Kuna to begin with. Therefore, if there was any Havamin to turn someone into a Chalol, it was only by a Kohen. Why?
Because Rashi Shita is, Chilul is all about the loss of Kedushas Kahuna. Therefore, Rashi says that's what it means by a woman. She's not roy to mischaber Kedushas Kahuna. And the man himself is nischali, lost his Kedusha. Therefore, Rashi said if there was a havamin in the Mishnah to turn the Edom into B'nai Grusha, B'nai Chalutza, it was talking about Davka Edom who are Kohanim. The Ritva said it's talking about Yisraelim too, because the Ritva holds Chilul doesn't mean Davka, a Chilul from Kedushas Kahuna. Chilul means Pagam. In Isha is Nischalala, means she is downgraded. She has a Pagam in her. Therefore, she cannot marry a Kayain. The Yisrael also can get this Pagam. That Pagam would create that if he would marry, his wife would become a Chalala from it. The Yisrael also, there's a Havamina that he would have the Pagam and become a Chalal, with all the dinim of a Chalal. Good? Why did we bring this in? Why did I mention this again?
That was the second
year. That was the second year or the first year?
Second year.
What was the first year?
The first year was about about the
Oh yeah, and there was something else in that after that. It was all in that same first year.
They both disagree on which side, which means b'chal, which is a case of being b'chal.
Yeah.
They don't hold to each other's side.
Hmm?
They don't hold to each other's side. I mean, Rashi wouldn't agree that a Kohen Gadol and Almana is considered.
No, he would. Rashi is saying even a Kohen and Nais as a Grusha would be called Chil, because he's b'chal of Kedushas Kahuna. The children. He should school the children. It's different machlekes. It's machlekes Rashi and the Rashi and the Chanaz machlekes Ram and Raib.
Yeah, but they, Rashi would agree that a Kohen Gadol and Almana is a case of Chalal because she was Roy.
Right, right.
They would have both agreed to each other.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, sure. On this point, for sure.
So what's their exact machlokes based on? I mean, not based on, what's their exact machlokes?
Rashi and the Rabbi Chanaz.
Yeah.
Basically, when we the lav leichala, what does it mean? It means a direct chilul. You're directly causing chilul by what you're doing, which is only possible by the wife, by the mother. You know, so the bia and the mother is mechala. What Rashi is saying is it doesn't only mean that you directly cause chilul. It means you're geirim it. You create. You cause it to come into. Cause it to come into being. When he's Bael Leisha, he didn't. He's not mechala anybody. There's no children. But when they'll be born, eventually they'll be chilul. So his bia caused his offspring to be mechulolim.
Rabbi Nachman would agree with that, though.
Yeah, you can agree with that too. But no, he would not agree with that. He holds the halacha is true, but he wouldn't call that a mechala.
So the
Torah said lo yechala. Mechala lo yechala is the same word. So the way Rambam defines mechala lo yechala means it has to be dafka referring to an amon not the children.
Would they get lashes with the children according to Rambam?
No, it's not.
People can make mistakes.
Yeah,
Rashi would say yes.
Huh?
So how does the
Rashi
fit in there?
I forgot why I said over. Why did I say over the Rashi? Right? Forget. I think I was just trying to say nischala. What does nischala mean by the woman that she was saying? I just wanted to share with some of you a vart. I think it's appropriate, and I'm getting close to Rosh Hashanah, and then based on last week's parasha, which was Parashas Vayelech. In the parsha, it's very interesting. Teir says, "Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, hincha sheichiv imavisecha, v'kama mezev v'zona acharei Elohei nechar aretz, asher huvashama bekirboi, v'azavani v'hefer esbrisi asher karati itoy." So the first thing Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu is, "You should know, you're gonna have your demise is coming." And guess what? This Am is going to get involved with Avodah Zarah, and they're going to go off. And the next pasuk says, "V'chora pi boy boyem mahu." Hashem says, "I'm going to get very angry when that happens." V'azavtim, v'istarti fanai mehem v'yalechol. I'm going to close my face from them. Esther upon him. I'm going to hide my face from them. V'hoyalechol. I'm going to leave them open to be consumed. Umitzu rose rabbis v'tzareis. They're going to find themselves in rose rabbis v'tzareis. Terrible things are going to happen. And what will be Klal Yisrael's result from having those tzaras? Zamar b'yemahu, haloi al ki ein elokai bekirbi, Mitzuni haros ha'ele. They're going to say, oh, why do these stories happen? It's because Hashem is not Mikirbi. The Ramban in Chumash says that these psukim are talking about the Nikvas of the Mashiach. The Ramban says this pasuk basically means that there will be, due to the tzoris rabbis, there's going to be hirui tshuva. And what then is Hashem's response what would, to the hirui tshuva? What would we expect Hashem to do from the hirui tshuva? Oh, they're having hirui tshuva. What would we expect Hashem to do? Reach out to them a little. Oh, I see, now you're coming back to me. You're mocking the fact that I'm with you. What's Hashem's response is very strange. His response is, V'anoichi haster astir ponai b'yemahu. When that happens, I'm going to hide my face even more. Why? Al kol ha'ra'a she'osa kifona el Elohim achirim. Because in the end, they are still turning to other gods. Well, what does this mean? It's a strange combination of psukim. Very strange. In other words, we would expect the opposite. And Hashem instead says he's going to be master upon him even more. What's going on? So, I was thinking something. I actually found it in a sefer that I once read from Rabbi Eisenman in Baltimore. He wrote on the Ramban. And he said similar ideas that I'm expressing now. He said like this. He said, when the Klal Yisrael expresses the Hirui Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants to be Merachem right away. He wants to give Rachmanis. But he holds himself, it takes a special effort from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hold himself back from being Merachem. V'anoichi haster aster panai b'yemahu. He needs an extra effort to hold back and give the Rachmanis. And why is he holding back the Rachmanis? Because there's still something missing. What's missing is Kifona Elohim Achirim. They're turning towards other gods. What he's saying is like this. See, there's a period of time when a Kadosh Baruch Hu's face is hidden, but you can see he's behind everything. The tzoras are terrible. The tzoras are horrible. The tzoras all the time. These tzoras and all events that are happening indicate that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind them. He's Hester Potom in the sense that he's letting it happen, and he, in a way, letting it happen, and it's Beritzoyne is happening, but the Hester Potom is, he's behind it. We're suffering the Tzoros. He's not coming and saving us. When that happens, when the Tzoros reach a certain critical point, there's a point at which Klal Yisrael, through the Tzoros, as a result of the Tzoros, begins to recognize that something's wrong. We're missing something. The spirituality is missing. And there is a Hirurei Tshuva that go on throughout the Tzibur. And they begin to say, hey, we have to come back to Kadosh Baruch, we have to do something. But there is still one point that's missing. The point that's missing is the following. That in spite of, and even if, Klal Yisrael is having Hirurei Tshuva, but there still is a Pnia El Elohim Achirim, the bitachon, the trust that it's everything comes from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is still what is missing. In other words, you say, ah, Obama gave a great speech in the UN, we're okay, what do we have to worry about? If Obama's angry, that's bad. If Obama's good, that's all right. If the Europeans do this, if they do that, you're ascribing everything to events, to sibas, and forgetting that the real force that's behind, that is driving Lei Malachim Biad Hashem, anything, any melech, anywhere, anything that says, that he thinks, whatever thoughts go into his head, are what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is putting there. And what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us now, I think this is very apropos for us, Rabbi Eisenman himself writes, that there's no question that Klal Yisrael went through very, very difficult tzaras, but we seem to have gone into, at least as Klal Yisrael, from a Klal Yisrael point of view, a kind of a lull. I know Rav Ruderman used to say that there has never been a country that it was as good to the Jewish people in history as the United States. There was never such a thing. Jews lived in a constant fear. They lived from pogroms, from everything. You couldn't go to the authorities and complain. Jews were always subject to gzeiras and rules. All of a sudden, there's a musa today that Jews can... We can complain that they have anti-Semitism. We can even talk anti-Semitism. That was a given once upon a time. There were rules, there were the country, and then there were the rules for the Jews. Every country had that always through history. So in a sense, we've come into a new shlav, a shlav of hanochi astir hastir astir ponim. But the next avoider of Baisai is what we need to do is put our bitachon and our trust in the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we should think that there are other influences and other things that think other kreiches that perhaps could influence what's going on in the world. We need to turn to Hashem, to Mispalel, that He should save us, and in Yitz Hashem through that those tefillas, we will be zeichet to a Rosh Hashanah leisman depalig. This is a gzeiras din that was coming up in this Rosh Hashanah, both for Prat, but certainly for the Tzibor. You could all see that the matzav is certainly heating up. Rabbeisa, we need special tefillas, and again the yisoid is emuna and bitachin in a kadosh baruch. Okay, Chaver, I'm going to leave it here. It's Hashem, tomorrow we will go on.